It's time to ask the experts. A major milestone. The United States just went past 50% when it comes to vaccinations. All states are now offering them to all people over the age of 18. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Dr. Joseph Chang. He's the chief medical officer at Parkland. And Dr. Chang, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to be with you guys again.
Now, as we get closer to the amount of people that say they will get the vaccine, the surveys have said it's upwards of in the area of 60% or so. There's still those 30% that are stragglers. Does the focus now become on convincing them to get the vaccination?
Well, listen, we've actually been focused on that group since the very, very beginning, knowing that eventually we would obviously get to that group. You're exactly right. You know, for us to really accomplish what we want in terms of protecting our entire so-called herd, we are going to need to get at least half of those folks on board. We certainly here at Parkland, in conjunction with everyone else in the city, have been doing all kinds of outreach to vulnerable groups, to groups that on surveys have seen a little more hesitancy, tailored messages. We've done all kinds of things, and now it's really just a matter of really getting those folks in.
How difficult is it to combat some of the news that has been spiraling around the vaccine, including people who have still gotten sick even after getting vaccinated? There was a story out of the Houston Chronicle mentioning that, or people who have died as a reaction a couple days later, whether it was due to the vaccine or just poor timing. How do you combat some of those stories?
You know, the best way to do that is really just by facts. You know, you're right. I mean, all of those things are going to be sensationalized. They're going to be reported just because of the nature of where we are, not only as a society, but really as we're still dealing with this thing that none of us have seen really in our lifetimes, of a pandemic of this kind of nature. You know, so it has been difficult, but I'll say, you know, most are pretty receptive to trusted sources, and we certainly count ourselves as a trusted source, and we have had some success combating some of the misinformation that's out there. But the other thing that we've really tried to do, honestly, guys, is to be very transparent and understanding and sort of open with the things that are true. It is true that the vaccines are not 100%. We know from all the studies that have come out that a good 3 to 4% of these, even the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, are not going to take. We've been very transparent about that from the beginning, and we still certainly acknowledge that that is certainly still the case. And so I think a big part of it is also transparency and calling a duck, you know, if things are found, and we need to acknowledge those things.
What about those people that were more on the fence? They were more of the, I want to see how it goes. Now we've had the vaccine for months now. Are those people now saying, okay, I'll get it?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of uptake among those folks, which is good. You know, a lot of it was, like you said, you know what? I just don't want to be the first. I don't have anything against it, but I just want to see if, you know, Bobby down the street gets it and doesn't grow a third eye or anything like that. And largely those folks have actually come in. So that's sort of where we are now. You know, we certainly would love for the stragglers to come on in. But as you point out, we've got about 30% of folks. I think it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. And fortunately, COVID is really slowed down in the majority of the country. But unfortunately, that also makes it so that folks aren't quite as top of mind about getting the vaccine. So we're going to continue to keep pushing. I know that our partners are going to continue to keep educating. And I hope that we can count on you as an ally as well.
Absolutely. Dr. Joseph Chang, Chief Medical Officer of Parkland Health Hospital System. Always great to speak with you. Thank you so much for the time.
Awesome, guys. Have a good day, okay?
You too.
Everybody out there, go get your shots.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.